Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Three Nats homered this hour. Who were they? If you know all three Nationals who hit home runs and call in right now as the 10th caller at 800-636-1067, you'll win a pair of tickets to see the team take on the Colorado Rockies July 28th at Nats Park. Special K Street section. Cheer on your Washington Nationals with a limited edition K Street section t-shirt and K card. Tickets are on sale now at the Nats box office, but you can win your way in all week long with 106.7 The Fan. You can get the details online at thefandc.com/contests. Let's wrap up our calls. Stefan in D.C. Stefan, how are you? Stefan, you're on the phone, and now you're not.
You're not on the phone, Stefan.
He hung up. Tom's in Manassas. Hey, Tom, how are you?
Hey, Virginia's doing great, man.
Thank you, Tom.
The Commonwealth sure is a lovely place this time of year.
Great. Hey, man, why do you think Dusty's doing this? I don't know either. I agree with you. I'm okay because they're winning, but why is he doing this?
I can tell you why he's doing it. First of all, look, Dusty Baker's a good manager. I think what people get annoyed by is every time Dusty is questioned by you or I or anybody else, they think that we don't like Dusty. I think there are better managers than Dusty. Actually, there's a lot of better managers than Dusty. I said initially I wanted Bud Black hired, right? He's now arguably the manager of the year in the National League out in Colorado, and they're a wild card team right now with not a lot of talent. Good offense, no pitching, and he's a pitching guy who's turned them into something with a bunch of young arms. I think he's a better manager as an example, as kind of just a random guy that's out there. I don't dislike Dusty Baker. Dusty Baker is a very good manager. On a scale of 1 to 10, I think Dusty Baker's probably a 6.5 or a 7 out of 10. I like him. He's won manager of the year multiple times. He gets his teams to the playoffs. He's gotten teams to a World Series. I'm pro-Dusty overall. I think Dusty's strength is that he's a people person, that he's great with his players, that he's a communicator. He's the coolest guy in every room he's in.
That matters more than some of these other things.
It matters more than the little nuances. Philosophically, I disagree with him on a million baseball things. And while he is smarter than I am in a lot of ways, he also is not in a lot of ways because he does not update his file as we learn more about baseball. So why does he do this is your question? Well, my long-winded answer is he still thinks that having a guy with speed at the top of the order is more important than having a guy that gets on base at the top of the order.
See, the last time he had a job before now in Cincinnati, he batted Zach Cozart before his career renaissance as the leadoff man. Michael A. Taylor last year as the leadoff man. This is a guy that is not that far removed from saying, we need more black players who are faster so they can hit at the top of the order. Whoa, wait a minute. What the heck?
I think he did he say Latin players?
Or
I think it was like minority players. Whatever he
whatever
said.
It was
a weird comment.
But he has archaic thinking about what the top of the order happens to be. And again, I'd prefer a guy with speed given the choice. But the most important thing is to do something, I don't know, that Anthony Rendon does precisely. His skill set, if one was to describe it, fits perfectly at the top of the lineup. And if you don't want to do that, fine. But don't put the worst hitter in your order in the second
and
spot.
And you can be a good manager and not be a forethinker, you know, which is what I think Dusty Baker is, by the way, because he relies so much on some of the things he does very well, like using his bench a lot to keep them fresh.
I'm all for
being a communicator with those guys so they always know when they're going to be playing and when they're not. Having guys like Bryce Harper as superstars, love them. All those things matter, okay? But at the same time, look at Joe Maddon, who is smart and is a forethinker and understands baseball in 2017. He spent a lot of the first half of this year with Anthony Rizzo, his best hitter, leading off. Anthony Rizzo, who's a big, hulking, NFL linebacker-looking masher, like a Bryce Harper, was hitting leadoff for the Cubs. Joe Maddon's asked why, and he basically said, well, I want to get him going, number one, but he's our best hitter, so the more he gets to hit, the better for us.
Chris Bryant hits second
all the time. Chris Bryant is their Bryce Harper. I would hit Bryce Harper higher in the order, frankly. As long as he hits third and he bats every first inning, I don't care that much. But like to me, Bryce Harper hitting first, smart idea. Bryce Harper hitting second, smart idea. Daniel Murphy hitting fourth or fifth, as he hits most of the time, is too low as well. He's a 340 hitter for the second straight season and does not bat occasionally until there are two outs into the second inning with nobody on base. The point is, bat your best players highest up. that are your best on-base guys. Why does Dusty not do it? Because he thinks it's more important to have guys who run fast at the top of the order. You cannot steal first. And in a few week stretch where Wilmer Defoe's hitting, that's great. But Chris Heisey, because he's more athletic, or a guy like Ryan Rayburn, it's absolutely, utterly preposterous.
And I know it's not ideal right now. You don't have your A guys. I get you can't go Trey Turner 1, Jason Worth 2, and have this lineup as lengthy as humanly possible. We understand that there's adversity.
But that makes it more glaring and weird when you don't have Trey Turner,
exactly.
You don't have Michael Taylor, you don't have Jason Worth, and you're now using basically 4 bench players a night is what your lineup is, and 2 of them are hitting in the top 2 spots of your order. Every night, you use 4 bench players, essentially, in a lineup with a pitcher batting. So it's like 4 legit hitters, a pitcher, and then 4 guys that are actually bench bats. And half of those guys hit first and second and get the most plate appearances on your team. You can't logically make that make sense.
So people are going, well, they have a 7-2 road trip. It's working, so why question?
You know why they win? Because they're a great team. Because Mike Rizzo is one of the best GMs in baseball. Because they have one of the best rosters in baseball. And because Dusty is a good manager, basically up until 7:05 every night. And then at 7:05, he's a fine manager. There's only a few little things here and there that I disagree with.
This is not one of those hard decisions that a manager has to make on a nightly basis. So when to leave a starting pitcher and when to take him out, when to pinch hit a guy, double switching. Are we stealing on this pitch? Are we hitting and running on this pitch? What's the pitcher done every third time he's gone through the order? Is it different? Am I going to get a fastball here? Am I going to get a breaking ball? Do I call for a steal? Do I not? Those are the intricate things that are high level, and there's always a debate with what do you do this or not, yes or no. This is a binary. This is a correct and incorrect. It's that simple. It shouldn't be this complicated.
By the way, a lot of people who call and have different things like, oh, well, you can't change something that works, or moving guys around could hurt them or whatever. But one of the arguments that always annoys me is, leave Dusty alone. He's smarter than you. Of course he's smarter than me. I can't manage a big league team. What if we just all the time in our lives decided that? Like, you don't get to critique anything Donald Trump does because you've never been president before.
You've never been part of Congress. How could
you
criticize
what they
do?
Don't have an opinion on the health care bill that they're voting on this week. You ever been on TV? Well, don't have an opinion on what the anchor's doing.
You want to do me a favor and shut your mouth? You've never been a GM of a football team before.
Guess what? You don't have to
have
hosted a radio show to tell me that we did a bad segment.
No show.
Dusty Baker can make mistakes and can do dumb things. He could do smart things. It's okay for us to say that. That's kind of what baseball's all about, people. And on top of that, why hasn't he gotten an extension yet? We're not the only ones who are kind of saying, let's see what he does this year. Can he get further? He took a team that should have gotten to the division series as a floor, and they got to the division series and got eliminated. He took a 90-plus win team. They won 90-plus games and got bounced where they always get bounced. This year, they're winning again. The division is awful.
Wretched.
You, Danny, could manage that team to the NL East, and I'm serious about that. That's how good the team is and how bad the rest of the division is. So let's see what they do come the playoffs. The team isn't sprinting to give him more money right now. Let's see what happens. And it sounds like I'm anti-Dusty. I like him fine. He's good.
We have to do the usual qualifier because people get in their feelings.
He's a middle-of-the-pack, solid manager in baseball right now. And over the course of his career, he's a very successful, good manager with a great track record. I would hire him. I would hire other guys before him, but I would be comfortable with him managing my team. This is just something I disagree with him on. That's okay. It's okay to say Jay Gruden has bad clock management, right?
Yeah.
But it's not okay to say Dusty Baker
sets the lineup
has a weird lineup construction. It's the same thing. I'm not saying fire Jay Gruden. I'm saying do better with the clock.
Fix it.
It's okay in the NFL when you do that. For some reason in baseball, it's this wacky thing where all the Nats parents get really upset. You can listen to the DC Quick Pitch for more conversations like this on thefandc.com, play.it, and on iTunes as well. If you missed Chris Russell on the Skins, Tim Bontemps on the Wiz, go to grantanddanny.com/audio.
For GP for Dar-a-Lago Thami, I'm Danny. CDVTW is up next.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.